because of all the prejudgment and all that stuff, doesn't feel that good. It's an acquired taste. When you acquire this taste, suddenly life feels much better. This is what we are talking about here. How to feel better? Rumi started this book to explain it, actually to walk with us step by step in the process of doing this. The message is simple, is this. There is no complicated philosophical meaning, but this simple stuff doesn't sink. Why? Why doesn't sink? Oh, because the enemy is inside. I'm talking about making the logic secondary, right? Logically, you want to accept it. Don't you see the irony? That's what it is. Logically, you should accept and understand that this logic is not the first one. This lifesaver logic. We don't say logic is bad. It saves the life. It's the essence of all the activities within the living creatures. All living creatures are trying to remain alive. Logically. They use their brain and they have to. That's the best they have. We are looking for something which has nothing to do with the brain. Even worse, it is opposite of the brain. There is no place to be found. There is no physical references for it. And you cannot do nothing with it. We call it heart. Human being has the heart. Where is it? Nowhere. Could you see it? Doesn't have any physical real existence. But that's the universe of love, passion, compassion, and feeling good. So Rumi started to tell us the story, and story by story, little by little, we have to taste it. I mean, if somebody will attend the classes like this for so many years, and we learn whatever we talk about, and we know whatever I know, plus whatever Rumi knew, it's not worth it. Because that's not what we are aiming for. To know this, you have to experience it. I mean, to acquire the taste, to do it. To do what? To bring justice to yourself. Because you are living in a very unjust position. Who made this unjust position for you? You! Yes, you did. You do injustice to yourself because you gave whatever you have to your brain. And you get all your feeling from your heart. These two, they don't work together. They have to work together. How?
Making the heart believe.
To understand the heart and bring the brain down from the state of dictatorship Did I exaggerate it in that? I called your brain your state of mind dictatorship. Did I exaggerate something in? Am I wrong? Or your brain actually dictate the life to you according to the law of survival, right? That's what it is, the brain. It's dictator. And it should be. It has been for billions of years in billions of different species. It had worked, so it is correct in its own place. We are talking about out of that domain. Do you remember this school of thought was called beyond, the way beyond the logic? Sohrawardi called it Tore Varaye Aql, means the way, the form beyond the Aql. Because we're going to another part of us, which is not the brain, is the heart. And heart and brain are two main parts of me, and they have almost nothing in common. In any aspect of my existence, they look opposite. The brain is here, physically. The heart is somewhere. The brain has a form, heart doesn't. Brain could be seen physically. No, but both are active, and they are acting differently. One is in love with me, the other one is the only one who criticizes me, as in love with the rest of the universe. They're exactly opposite like that. My brain thinks about me. My heart aches about outside. Did Rumi say something like this? Do you remember something like this?
I can't remember specifically, but yes.
Specifically, he addressed it. He addressed your very intelligent smartness as a merchant who's going around to buy and sell to have benefit. Remember, he said, in the possessions of this guy in you, there is a parrot. There is a parrot who doesn't give a damn about that golden cage you made for it. That parrot needs other parrots. Communication is not this, the other one. Being in love, do you remember the passion of that parrot? That's how Rumi is telling us who we are and what shall we do. He started from the first step. First of all, he said, listen, you, the spirit in you is the king, and that spirit has everything. Well, as a matter of fact, it happens that one day this king of you will try to hunt for the meaning of existence and life, and you start to grow up. The first thing you notice is the handmaiden, is your intelligence, and you fall in love with your intelligence, and you actually surrendered whatever you have to your intelligence. And it worked good. And you benefited. But after a couple of years or so, suddenly the Achilles heel is out. This handmaiden has a weakness, a very bad one. What is the weakness of your brain?